There have been many debates about how these verses, concerned with modesty and segregation, should be interpreted with respect to Muslim women in general. Modern reformers have pointed out that they specifically address only the wives of the Prophet rather than all of womankind. They maintain that until the modern age, jurists rely primarily on prophetic traditions, hadith, as well as the belief that women are a source of temptation for men to support women's segregation. In recent decades, more ultra-conservative, fundamentalist Muslim leaders have maintained that the verses addressing the wives of the Prophet apply to all Muslim women who are to emulate the behavior of Muhammad's wives. Opinions today vary about the necessity of separation of the sexes. While many believe that the absolute separation of the sexes is unnecessary, many others believe that modesty requirements can be met through appropriate dress and limiting interaction with unrelated males to conversations such as those concerning professional and educational matters, since men and women attend both work and school in mixed company. This holds true even in the religious realm, since women have come to play an important role in mosques, where they not only attend services and pray with men, but also teach Quran classes, run independent auxiliaries, and run for and hold elected offices. Indeed, in several Muslim countries, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Turkey, and Indonesia, women have been prime ministers or presidents. A new source of women's empowerment today has become their active participation in the mosque and their use of scripture and religion to reclaim their rights in Muslim societies. Reformers today emphasize that just as women during the time of the Prophet prayed in the mosque, so too today they actively exercise that right and should exercise that right. In the centuries after the death of Muhammad, women prayed regularly with men in the mosque and played a significant role as transmitters of hadith, prophetic traditions, and in the development of Sufism, Islamic mysticism. Women in the early Muslim community, like Khadijah, the wife of the Prophet, owned and sold property, engaged in commercial transactions, and were encouraged to seek and provide educational instruction. Many women were instructed in religious matters in Muhammad's own home. Muhammad's daughter, Fatima, his only surviving child, played a prominent role in his community. She was the wife of the Caliph Ali and the mother of the Imams Hussein and Hassan. Seen as immaculate and sinless, the pattern for virtuous women, an object of prayer and petition, and articles have been written comparing her, by the way, to the role of the Virgin Mary in Roman Catholicism. Like her son Hussein, she embodies a life of dedication, suffering, and compassion. Muhammad's wife, Aisha, also played a unique role in the community as an acknowledged authority on history, medicine, poetry, and rhetoric, as well as one of the most important transmitters of hadith. In political affairs, women independently pledged their oath of allegiance to Muhammad. There was a form used, both in the time of Muhammad and also with the early caliphs. You acknowledge the ruler by an oath of allegiance, a bay'ah. They did this often without the knowledge or approval of male family members. And in many cases, distinguished women converted to Islam before the men in their family. The second caliph, Umar ibn al-Khattab, appointed women to serve as officials in the marketplace of Medina. The Hanbali school of law, interestingly enough, often seen as among the most conservative schools of law, supports the right of women to serve as judges, something that in some modern Muslim countries still hasn't been implemented, although in many others it has. The Quran holds up the leadership of Bilqis, the Queen of Sheba, as a positive example in chapter 27, verses 23 to 44. Rather than focusing on gender, the Quranic account of this queen describes her ability to fulfill the requirements of her office, her purity of faith, her independent judgment, and her political skills, portraying a woman serving as an effective political leader.